Reese on the radio, making sense of the news. Yeah, even when it makes no sense at all. Now on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, we are back. Reese on the radio. Roseanne's having a blast with Roland in the background. Normally we would do our headlines, but we did get some breaking news. Now, what I'm about to read to you will face legal challenges, but this has got to be one of the most brilliant moves Donald Trump has ever made legally. He wrote on Truth Social about a half an hour ago this message. Any document signed by Sleepy Joe Biden with the auto pen, which was approximately 92% of them, is hereby terminated.
Nice.
And of no further force or effect. The auto pen is not allowed to be used if approval is not specifically given by the President of the United States. The radical left lunatics circling Biden around a beautiful, resolute desk in the Oval Office took the presidency away from him. I am hereby canceling all executive orders and anything else that was not directly signed by crooked Joe Biden because the people who operated the auto pen did so illegally. Joe Biden was not involved in the auto pen process, and if he was, he will be brought up on charges of perjury. Thank you for your attention in this matter. Now, I know that a lot of people are saying he can't do that. Well, technically, he can, but it will face an uphill battle legally because clearly he'll be sued. Clearly, he will be brought to court to stop any removal of any of the executive orders that Joe Biden brought. But in doing so, there is discovery.
I love discovery. It's my favorite.
Yes. Discovery means you have to prove that Joe Biden was aware of every document that was signed.
As the kids would say, bring your receipts.
That's right. That's why. That's the most important part about this. And Donald Trump knows what he's doing. By putting this out there, the news media will go nuts. He can't do this. That's unconstitutional. You're absolutely right. It's unconstitutional. He can't do it. Sure, he can write his own executive orders to cancel out Joe Biden's executive orders. Absolutely.
But he's going to save some ink.
He's just going to call them. He's going to say they're null and void. You file the lawsuit. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Fauci, Cheney.
All of them. You have to come in and prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Joe Biden was in the process. And even if Joe Biden himself has to affirm that he signed off on every one of them, he is going to have to prove that if indeed the Trump administration and the DOJ and White House counsel, who have an exhaustive amount of resources to continue that lawsuit for the next 3 years, they will fight tooth and nail to make sure that everyone involved in the Biden administration, not to mention those who went into that special hearing with James Comer and pleaded the fifth.
Right.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Donald Trump is just that. And that's all you do is light the fuse. You just say, hey, I'm getting rid of one. And of course, everybody else is going to scream and holler and says, you can't do that. We have to go sue.
He didn't have to light the fuse. He just brandished a lighter.
Yeah, that's all it is.
They are self-imploding.
It's a brilliant, a brilliant move just because you make the other side do all the work. They have to fight tooth and nail to prove that Donald Trump doesn't know what he's talking about, that Joe Biden did indeed know what he was doing. He signed off on every one of those executive orders because Donald Trump's saying they're all null and void. Now you prove to me that they weren't.
And I think what's really going to be telling is that the Otto Penn's version of his signature is very close to Jill Biden's signature.
Yeah, I heard that.
It doesn't look like Joe Biden.
But like I said, even if Donald Trump loses, the objective is to bring you it's bring you right out of your spider hole. And you've now got to come out and defend every one of those executive orders. Every one of them.
I think Fauci needs to go up for mass murder.
That's what I think. But yeah, a lot of people say that. Yeah. Let's go to Tom in Thomaston. How are you, Tom?
Hey, I am well, thanks. Hey, I've got a question for Roseanne, but yeah, I believe Fauci needs to be brought up.
Absolutely.
I think that's the creme de la creme.
At least make him squirm.
Yeah.
He's the worst. And I agree almost, I agree wholeheartedly, Roseanne, about, we've got to stop all immigration. I had told Reese 6-8 months ago that we should let all the Afghan, soldiers that helped us. Mm-hmm. But this guy was one of those soldiers.
Yeah, this guy worked with the CIA.
Listen, you can't trust any of them.
Yeah, but this guy who worked with the CIA, right? Apparently some people who had worked with him had said that he was going through, apparently even while he was in Afghanistan, that he had dealt with so much trauma that he wasn't dealing with the pressure of it all. But he was still allowed to come to the United States because of that. In essence, what the CIA is saying here is, and I read this in the Post this morning, was that part of the reason they brought him here was because of all the stresses he was dealing with in Afghanistan. For me, that's a red flag for you to get here.
Yeah, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's just a mess. But this might lighten your spirits a little bit, Roseanne. Okay. We have learned in the last week or so that, and God forbid this happens to you, but we have learned that Reese's exes end up dating celebrities or famous people. If you do split, do you have an idea of what celebrity you might be picking?
Right, right. I was talking to somebody about this. As women, we should always sleep up.
Right. So yeah, do you have a celebrity in mind?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Honestly,
not thought of anyone yet.
I'm,
as of yet,
I'm kind of
because apparently all of my exes end up leaving me for celebrity or end up with celebrities after we're done.
I'm obsessed with you. So once I'm done being obsessed with you, maybe. But I think by that time I'm gonna be pretty old, so it's gonna have to be somebody.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Old.
Right, you'll stop the madness of Reese's. <that happened. laughs>
Thanks, boss. I appreciate you, man. That's actually pretty funny. That's good. Let's go to Gary in Southington. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Reese and Roseanne. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I want to say I commend you for marrying somebody that's really strong, doesn't back down. My wife is the same way, very conservative and understands the truth, but she's very, very low-key, so I'm the loudmouth.
Well, you know what? It's great to have a balance. Somebody who's very reserved and the other person who's kind of the, you know, the muckraker.
Then there's us.
I feel so similar to Roseanne. It's infuriating. What they're doing in the way the media is covering the story about that woman, the National Guard woman getting murdered.
Yeah.
And they're siding with the murderer. It's almost unbelievable. Like they won't stop.
Yeah, and you probably agree in the sense, Gary, that the sentiment I made earlier that, you know, we used to be a country that would rally around the true victims and not create victims for which we split the country down the middle.
Yeah, but it also I agree 100%, except it depends on who's in office.
Mm-hmm.
Because I disagree somewhat what you said. When bin Laden got shot, yes, there was no criticizing of how he got shot, but it
right.
was because Obama was in office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know if Trump was in office, it would have been handled totally and completely
right. Right. We would have had bin Laden in our custody.
Yeah, maybe.
I think what he's saying
is the media would have handled it or reported it totally
right.
differently.
He's a racist, a xenophobe.
They would have said Osama bin Laden didn't get an opportunity to plead his case. That's what they would have said.
He was applying for asylum.
Right.
He should have been here and allowed.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
I want to make a couple points. And one of them is I want to expand on what Roseanne said about the pig stat. I'm going to tell you a story. I don't know if you guys know this. One is that, did you know after World War II, England started having a big problem with Islamic terrorists? Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know this is absolutely 100% accurate, and he's the only general to ever do this. I don't remember his name. There was a general in World War II and said, oh, yeah, I'll put a stop to this. And what he did, every single time he killed an Islamic terrorist, he buried him in pig's fat.
Wow.
That was a fact. It was, look it up.
It was Pershing. I believe it was Pershing. And Pershing would dip. It was rumored that the bullets were all dipped in pig's blood.
Oh, that's right. No, you're right.
My first duty station was Arlington National Cemetery, Fort Myer. And the band there is known as Pershing's Own. So we got all the history there. That is one of the rumored things, is that in order to prevent them from going to their version of heaven, was that the bullets were all dipped in.
So that
blood.
When people were talking about during the war on terror, that was an original idea.
It was not an original idea.
Right. That's interesting.
That is the answer. Like, the answer is so simple. We and Israel can stop Islamic terrorists, but even Israel will not do it.
Yeah.
That's all they have to do. But this is crazy.
Well, do you have to treat it like the threat? You have to treat it like the threat that it is, and we have got to stop. You know, even Donald Trump said that in 2015 and 2016. We have got to stop with this kowtowing and political correctness and dealing with the threat that doesn't care about any of those things.
So
no, it doesn't. And here's another point I want to make quickly. So, you know, when back to Osama bin Laden, this shows the absolute insanity, like there wasn't enough evidence on the Obama administration. Like Roseanne said, you couldn't say Islamic terrorist.
Right.
Right? So they always say, even Eric Holder would always come out and say, he actually said this on the Senate floor, Islamists are incapable of committing a terrorist act. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
Yes, that's what they said. So wait a minute. Then, yes, he did say
that.
Look it up.
He did.
They said Muslims are incapable. A true Muslim is incapable of committing a terrorist act. But when Osama, because nobody would argue that Osama bin Laden wasn't a terrorist.
Right.
When he was buried, what did they do? They gave him a proper Islamic burial.
But wait a minute.
You just said Muslims are incapable, but we know.
That the contradiction of members of the Obama administration is that's kind of like second coming for those folks. It's par for the course. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate you, big guy. Let's go to our good friend Fulton is calling it. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? Breaking news: Kong and 25 other AGs are going to sue Trump.
Whoa, this is breaking news.
Breaking news, Tong suing Trump again? Really? Oh, I didn't think he had any other job.
Other times. That's the old headline. Never mind. That'll come tomorrow. I don't know. What's up, guys? What's up, Roseanne?
I want
people to ever, if anybody's ever got to escort a body home or they've had a friend that they lost, went to a funeral. I don't know if anybody's ever experienced the Westboro Baptist Church out of Kansas.
Yeah, we were just talking about them.
Yesterday.
Oh, where I came in late from work. But I.
No, not today. We were talking about them over Thanksgiving. They were brought up.
They're a brutal organization that tells you, I mean, like my battle buddies from my person that I was best with in the Marine Corps died, you know, and came back with his body. And these people met us at the plane, you know. You think they're great until they tell you what a baby killer you were.
Yeah.
Then they show up at your funeral and they tell the guy's parents. You know, the guy lived on a reservation. He was full Lakota Indian. And, you know, the reservation.
What was the line that they say, Roseanne? What's the line? They said that God hates homosexuals.
Yeah.
Well, God hates gays is what they say.
The F word. Oh,
they say the F word.
For gays.
You're a Marine, but, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Or as the British would call a cigarette.
Right.
Right.
So, wow.
Or your beer.
That's the word for it. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's so why I didn't. Oh, I thought it was just say God hates gays. I thought that's what they were chanting.
No.
So they say the F word.
They would stand outside of military funerals, lining the roads with just holding signs that say God hates the military. God hates.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
God hates you.
Right.
What
was interesting was, I remember why we were talking about them. It was actually Wednesday night. We were watching Patriot Day with Mark Wahlberg about the Boston bombing.
Oh, yeah.
The Boston Marathon bombing. And one of the women during her funeral was at the church that our host's son went to, or the school that he went to. And those folks showed up at her funeral to bash her. Mm-hmm. I mean, that poor woman was a victim of a terrorist attack, and they went there to bash her.
And these freaking liberal morons.
It's just hurtful. I don't know. The people want to, you know.
Yeah.
But they are what they are. So that's America today, and that's what I imagine this girl's going to get, 20-year-old, her family and stuff.
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing on Fulton? I'm going to call you on Saturday, well, sometime tomorrow, so we can get together on Sunday because we got some work to do.
Yeah, I know. Whatever you call me. I'm retired, so give me a call.
We'll
figure it out, buddy.
You got it, boss, man. Thank you.
All right, guys.
You got
it. Talk to you later.
You
have
too.
A good weekend,
buddy. You too. Bye. Let's go to Jim in Willington. Hello, Jim.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. What's up?
You know, I was thinking everybody's lining up to sue Trump. last time I checked, I think he's $140 million richer.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. And the second thing is when they went after him for all of this craziness, how much did he have to shell out or put up for a bond?
$83 billion is what they were trying to get out of
him. They were trying to, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then I think he had to put up, close to $500 million until
that
issue got resolved. Which was released.
Yep.
As you said when you opened up, it's a brilliant move by Trump. Discovery is going to have to be done by the other side.
That's right.
And there's going to the top five people you mentioned, Fauci. There's four others. I won't bore anybody else with all of them. Comey certainly should be one. And on and on and on we go with it. So you know, I had something else to say, and I completely lost my train of thought.
It's okay. It's all right.
It's probably because your wife or your significant other is sitting there next to you. And from what I understand, based on your conversation, she's the smarter one of the both of you. So,
I'm inclined to agree with you. You know how I know she's smarter than me? Because when she starts talking, my eyes glaze over because I don't know what she's talking about. I'm not smart enough.
Let me end with this. The previous host, Tom Shattuck, his wife, whenever she came on, always brought the temperature and the intelligence level of that show way up, too. And he was a smart guy, and you're a smart guy, so you can't go wrong helping yourself out when it comes to bringing smart people or even marrying them. That's even better.
Thank you, buddy. All right, man. You got it. Steve in Waterbury. Stevie V's in the house. What's up, buddy?
Hey, well, first of all, you sure Brittany didn't Photoshop Tracy Morgan into that picture?
I got to post that picture, but I may have to ask her for permission first. I'm telling everybody, you know, there was Winford. So we were talking about Winford Marcellus the other day as well. Claudia, you used to date.
I don't know who that is.
Winton Marcellus is, he's a jazz musician.
Okay.
And he's from the Marcellus family.
Still don't know who he is.
You wouldn't know who they are. Okay. But that's what he's talking about. And then I got Tracy Morgan with Brittany. So that's why everybody's like, who's going to be the famous person that you end up? At least it'll be somebody that I don't like. That much I know.
There you go. Anyways, hearing Trump talk about the radical leftist lunatics.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to throw in the word radical Muslim terrorist. Now, here's the key thing. I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying, but I also look back at, like, when we were at war with Japan and how they locked up the Japanese and stuff. I think you got to distinguish. I think part of the reason is they're so afraid to offend the people here that I believe are good.
But what about, Steve, what about this idea, though? Because Donald Trump's not talking about internment camps. He's not even talking about anything close to that. What he's talking is like, look, if they came in from the end of the Afghanistan war in 2021 and they came here through the CIA, let's revet every single one of them to ensure that somebody within that group is not sitting around in plain sight waiting to attack something American or Americans. That's all he's saying.
Fully agree. That's the plan. Bring it up back, way back when with the Obama and said, well, you can't use the word, Muslim lunatics or whatever. It's basically too bad they didn't get the Muslims here and say, listen, we're against terrorists. It's like, you know, if you happen to be any race and you say, I'm against what these people are doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's part of what they're doing. And, you know, I knew a person that was a linguist from Iraq. Actually, he had helped him get his license, and we stayed in touch for a while. He's working for Ford Motor Company here, but they did come bring him over here, and he did so much good, man. They were out to kill him. And matter of fact, when he learned to drive in his own country, his father told him, look up in the trees for terrorists.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So it was a total different ball of wax. But everything you're saying on that part, yes, I do agree. We have to be careful.
We do.
What happens? including getting their own people radicalized. Remember when all the girls were, you know, becoming, you know, whatever that was.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. Yeah. Oh, now don't even get me started. Stevie, I got to take a break, man, but thank you, man. I appreciate you. You got it. Yeah, I remember that, too, when all the girls were becoming radicalized. They were joining Muslim factions here in the United States. Right. It was crazy. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking we're moving into a post-World War II Germany
sort of footing
with the sensitivity of not hurting people's feelings. Mm. Yeah.
Neville Chamberlain. I'll take another break. We'll be back. More news, more views, and then I'll get some headlines when we return. It's Reese on the Radio.
Hey, did you hear? It's our birthday. 100 years. Did you happen to get us a present?
Speaking of having a present, a happy birthday goes out to my brother-in-law, Chris, who is all the way out in, don't tell me, I know where. He's in Texas, but he is out. It's not Irvine. He's not in Plattsburgh. He's not in Dallas. Ew. He's in, what's the town he's in?
Midland, Odessa.
Odessa. That's right. Odessa. That's right. You know, Odessa always sounds like it should be in Mississippi.
Well, I was thinking something else, but yes.
Yes, he is out in Odessa.
Midland, Odessa.
Midland, Odessa.
Right.
Is he a lineman like Billy Bob Thornton?
He does something
similar?
Similar, but on a like higher
executive
up on
level.
Because he was just in Dubai not too long ago.
Yeah, so he drives a truck like Billy Bob Thornton does across the
all
country.
All across the state.
Yeah, like all across the state, working in the oil business.
Yeah.
Or as they say, all business.
All
business.
All.
Yes, but he is like Billy Bob Thornton, but he's a lot cleaner and doesn't curse as much or at all.
A lot less drunk.
Yes, a lot less drunk.
Yeah, and a lot less ex-wives.
Yes.
He's got one wife. They've been married since right out of high school, 3 kids.
Yes. Yes.
A couple of puppies.
I remember I asked Chris, I said, hey, is your job anywhere near like Billy Bob Thornton's? And he was like, yeah, all that stuff is crazy, man.
It's all fake.
It's all fake.
Right.
But I was like, but he made it clear that, you know, it's a TV show. It's not supposed to be exactly like, you know, they wrote an article after the first season of Landman, and they said, it was like, that's not really what Landman go through. And just like, can we just enjoy
the
TV show?
If somebody walked up to you and said, hey, is your life kind of like Good Morning Vietnam?
Yeah, I didn't thought of that.
I'm just saying.
You're like, yeah, no, absolutely not.
Exactly.
No.
Lot less Vietnamese shooting at you.
I do not have Forrest Whitaker driving me around with glasses on.
You're my Forrest Whitaker.
Okay, that's, first of all, no.
You drive me around. I've never seen...
You've never seen.
I've never seen Good Morning Vietnam. No.
Okay. Now we.
When
have
did
another...
it come out in 1970?
Yeah. Landman season 2 has started. Yes, we have to.
We haven't even started watching
it yet. We still got like 10 episodes of Tulsa King.
I know.
Finish up. So we're gonna watch all those. Anyway, let's get to some headlines. You know, with everybody crying broke, good news, Connecticut retailers. They shattered sales records on Black Friday, which in essence was last night, with foot traffic to major malls up 18 to 25% over the last year. The Connecticut Post Mall in Milford, Westfield, Trumbull, and Danbury Fair all reported their highest single day totals ever, driven by deep discounts on televisions, gaming consoles, and winter apparel. Shoppers began lining up as early as 3 a.m., and several stores sold out of doorbuster items within the first 2 hours. Local police reported only minor incidents despite massive crowds and heavy parking lot congestions. Economists attribute the surge to lower inflation, rising wages, and pent-up consumer confidence after 2 leaner years. Early data shows Connecticut outperforming the national average in an in-store sales growth. The strong start as merchants predicting the state's best holiday shopping season in a decade. So with all of that, we're broke. Yeah. Donald Trump's economy sucks. That's interesting.
So bad that the blue states really like...
Yeah.
Shopping.
And for those of you who are saying, but Reese, that's just Connecticut. We go one step further. Ha ha! Americans spent an estimated $980 billion during the extended Black Friday weekend. the highest total ever recorded and roughly 9% above 2024 in person sales, rose 7.2%, while online sales jumped 12.8%, led by Amazon, Walmart, and Target. Popular items including the new PlayStation 5 Pro, Apple AirPods Max, and high-end kitchen appliances. The National Retail Federation said lower inflation and real wage growth for the first time in 4 years fueled the spending surge. MasterCard spending Pulse reported electronics up 11%, apparel up 8%, and jewelry, the thing I'll never buy for my wife because I'm horrible at it, it was up 14%. Several analysts now predict total holiday spending will exceed $1 trillion for the first time ever. Consumer confidence indicates indexes hit their highest level since early 2022.
$1 trillion
they're planning on spending?
That's phenomenal. But again, it's way too expensive. We need to ensure wealth distribution. So wealthy people, listen, if all of you went out shopping yesterday, you need to do your part. Take care of those that can't afford anything. Call into the show. We'll give you our address offline so you know where to drop off all the stuff that
you don't want
to. That you didn't really need to buy, but you know, we're poor, so give to your local radio show host. We are poor. Just saying, communism. Socialism.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Socialism. You're a mess. You are an absolute mess.
You're welcome.
AAA projects. I had to alter this number because I just heard a new number. When I did this report, AAA had reported that 8 million Americans traveled 50 miles or more from home during the Thanksgiving holiday. That number's now shot up to over 80 million folks.
Wow.
Who traveled 50 miles or more during the Thanksgiving holiday, surpassing the previous record set in 2023 by nearly 2 million people. Of those, 71.7 million drove the highest number ever on U.S. roads during the holiday, while 5.8 million flew domestically. Also a record. And with all of the shutdowns, we still got a record number of people who flew.
It's amazing.
All of the reports that you get.
All these people showing off their wealth and opulence.
Yeah. And remember, we were told that we shouldn't be concerned. I mean, we should be concerned about it.
And what about all the trees that are going to die from the airplanes that were in the air?
You know what?
People should really start walking more.
It's insane that you say that because, you know, as we like to say here on the Reese on the Radio program, that you should not listen to the news because the news tells you that something is supposed to be important even though it doesn't. It isn't important.
Right.
It's always nonsense. And you know what? I found an actual clip that shows exactly what I've been talking about for the longest. Stop listening to the news. The news tells you what's supposed to be important even though it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But we have probably the best, I want to say, example of what we're talking about. This was from the 90s when they used to do a TV show called The Onion.
I loved The Onion.
In a desperate attempt to fill 24 hours of programming, here's some bullshit that happened somewhere today. We've got some footage here of the bullshit, which began just after 3 o'clock this afternoon when residents in this neighborhood were shocked to see this fairly common thing happening. An attractive witness described the event in breathless terms.
I went to my window and I was like, whoa, there's some bull happening.
That happened right over there. I'm an older man, so you can trust what I say.
Authorities in special uniforms rushed to the scene to stand around while our cameras filmed them. Our reporter Keith Collins joins us now live from the scene of the bullshit through the use of expensive technology. Good to be with you again, Keith. We have a colorful graphic here that shows instances of bullshit like this are on the rise. Is that right?
Yes, although why is unclear. Some say it's because of one f***ing reason. Others say it's because of some other f***ing reason. I talked to this random expert on the subject who told me this thing you're about to hear him say right after he points at a piece of paper.
I spent my entire life attending the nation's most prestigious schools to talk about bullshit like this. I'm really just happy to be on TV.
Now let's see if we can drag this out a little longer by showing emails written by some of our viewers. I once saw some stuff kind of like the shit you're talking about happen. I have nothing more to add. Another person says, I am angry that things like this happen. I get mad about every bullshit thing I see. So obviously a lot of opinions there to make this story seem somewhat meaningful.
Oh, absolutely, Glenn. This bullshit has some broader implications. Here's a list of tips on how to avoid bullshit happening to you.
And here's some footage of Congress.
Yes, I see that.
Well, thank you, Keith. Let us know if there are any updates on this bullshit story from there.
There's no way there will be.
Very good. We'll check back with you in an hour anyway.
I'm just some guy.
We try to tell you all the time, and The Onion captured it perfectly in the 90s.
It's still relevant.
Yeah, it's still relevant, right?
Probably more so now.
That last line is the one that gets me, and it just says, we'll get back to you later if there are any updates to this story. It probably won't be. Well, we'll come back anyway.
Yeah. Love it.
That is the news. That is the news over and over again. I tried to explain it to you. Now for the stupidest thing I read today.
Very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
You would think this man would have learned after one of these buses caught fire in 2022. But Ned Lamont has not learned. Ned Lamont has unveiled a $1.8 billion plan to replace every diesel school bus in Connecticut with an electric one by 2035. The funding combines $950 million in federal grants, $600 million from the state's Climate Trust Fund, and $250 million in utility rate payer contributions. That's right. He's not going to give those savings back to you. No, he's going to put your kid in a burning bus. That's what he's going to do. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Put your kid in an electric bus that is bound to combust. Or drive them to school on your own. He's not letting this up. This guy is ridiculous.
Did he walk to his Thanksgiving plans, or did he fly on
an
airplane?
No, of course not. Of course,
he should fly on electric airplane. One of those lithium-ion airplanes.
Exactly. apparently, he is going to be using. They said Hartford, Bridgeport, New Haven, and Waterbury will receive the first 400 buses beginning this fall. So he's going to put Connecticut's hood neighborhoods at risk first. We'll put the inner city kids in these buses first. See how they fare. That's what he's. Come on, look at these.
Poor kids are just as valuable as white ones. Joe Biden said something very similar. Did he not?
That's what the whole deal is. Right. Listen to this. Think about it. Hartford, Bridgeport, New Haven, Waterbury will be the first 400 buses beginning the fall of 2026. Lamont called this the most ambitious zero-emission school bus program in the nation and a major victory for children's health and climate goals. So you put them in the inner city, and his argument's going to be for equity reasons.
Right, because poor kids are just as important as white ones.
I can't believe
direct quote from Joe Biden.
Well, he said just as smart, but yes.
Same difference.
It is the same difference. I can't believe he's doing this. I cannot. The Connecticut AFL-CIO and environmental groups praised the thousands of manufacturing and charging station jobs that this will create. A handful of rural districts expressed concern about charging infrastructure in remote areas. The governor promised additional grants to address those challenges.
Doesn't it cost like $8 billion to build one?
According to Joe Biden.
Right.
That's how much they spent. We'll find out. We'll be back. More news, more views. Negro nonsense when we return. Stand by.
That
wasn't it? Oh, yeah. No. It's Reese on the Radio.
It's Reese on the Radio on News Talk 1080 WTIC.
All right. In the next hour, we've got Negro nonsense. We've got between rounds. I have to reveal the winner of Wednesday's between rounds as well as today's, because I forgot to do Wednesday's because we had Ben Proto on. Speaking of which, also in the next hour, I want to address Ben Proto being on a program on Wednesday. If you are not out on vacation and you are listening to the show and you want to talk to me about your criticisms of the Ben Proto interview, now's your time. I know some people are going to take some time to do that on Monday as well. But I want to hear from you if you listen to it. There was some criticism online about Ben Proto. Not so much about me, which I got to tell you, I was disappointed in. I wanted you guys railing on me. I wanted you guys to get on here and be like, Reese softballed him. Reese gave him, he gave him a pass. He let him off the hook. I wanted to hear that. But they didn't do it. They more so went after Ben Proto than they did after me. And I know that sometimes because they like me, they're going to kind of be soft shoe with me. Don't be soft shoe. If you think that I let him off the hook, you can.
Reese doesn't have feelings anyway.
That's right. Exactly.
Can't hurt him.
Why is it that everybody says that about me?
You have to have feelings. I'm married to you. I would know. There's only one feeling of yours that I can hurt. And it's usually if I don't scratch your back.
That's right. Yeah, I take that personally.
Yeah, other than that, you don't have feelings. You can't be offended. You can't be hurt. So you're like, it's almost like you take, like, please, try.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that?
I'm taunting
you. Gladiator.
Yeah, I'm taunting you.
Yeah, come on.
Please, hurt my feelings. Come on.
That's Reese. He wants you to hurt him. So please, call in and try to hurt him.
That being said, but the interview I thought went well, but it's funny that Ben Proto said something interesting, right? He says, you know, on one level, people are crapping on him. On the other hand, they're celebrating him. So he's saying, in his view, that's, you know, he's sort of
right,
right in the middle. That's a good place to be.
Right.
But I feel like I don't think anybody can blame me for the way I dealt with him. Now, just to give you some inside baseball. Okay, and I don't even know whether or not he actually wants me to reveal this. Well, I'll just say someone in the newsroom was listening to the beginning of the interview with Ben Proto. And when I played the opening clip of Ben Proto, the comment he made about Donald Trump and not wanting to have dinner with him.
Right.
Yeah. Proto went, I mean, he went ballistic.
He got pretty upset.
He got upset.
As you know, as the interview progressed, I understood. Like, if you'd have done some crap like that to me, I'd have been like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I would have been mad, too. Although I do understand why
I had to get it out of the way. Right. Because otherwise everyone would have been saying the same thing that I'm saying.
I'm sitting there with Ben like, that was a BS play, Reese. Like, that was some bull stick.
But I had to play it because people think that that's Ben Proto.
Right.
And he needed to sit here and, one, reject it and to explain why it was bull.
Right.
Right? So that's why I played it. And I know he thought I was playing games, but I had to say to him, what makes you think I'm playing games? You don't even know me. I've got no interest in playing you. I have nothing invested in playing games with you. I invited you here so that you can get an opportunity to set the record straight. Are you a Donald Trump supporter? Are you with the program or not? Are you the guy who's a what do you call it? Like a Greenwich dinner party guy? Or are you really fighting for Republicans here? That's the criticism of you. To which he responded to. And that's the only reason why I was here. But I could not do it in a softball way.
Right.
I had to hit him hard. I had to hit him hard. I had to hit him where it hurts.
Well, we watch too many soft interviews where it's like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
You're supposed to be hard-hitting, and you look like a spineless little jellyfish.
Somebody in the newsroom thought that we were going to get up and fight, I heard today.
Really?
Yeah, they thought, it was like, oh, man, I thought they were going to fight.
I think that people seriously underestimate your ability to control a conversation.
Yeah, I think that's true.
You have the ability to take someone on an entire emotional roller coaster. Trust me, as his wife. You can take someone from heartfelt loving to, oh my God, I'm going to stab you with the eyeball with this ballpoint pen to, oh, you're so sweet, to chewas, that was great. Thanks, let's do it again.
Exactly.
You have that ability.
Yeah, I try.
I don't. People just want to stab me in the eyeball with a pen.
We got to check traffic. We'll be back. Stand by. Oh, that's right. No traffic. We have to check weather. Nothing?
Wow, it's just all us, huh?
Oh, okay. Then we're not doing anything right now. Are we just going to the top of the hour? Till 9. Oh, okay. Well, in that case, we're not doing it. I thought you said we were just doing one of those things. Okay, we're just doing
weather.
This is
what happens when you only listen to keywords and not the entire sentence.
Yeah, okay, well, we've busy. It's not like I'm sitting. What do you think? I'm sitting around here spinning in a chair?
Same argument for almost 5 years. You pick up on a keyword and think that's the whole thing. And I'm like, no, 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 no.
I'm learning.
That is, no, obviously you're not.
We'll be back. More news, more views. Teresa on the radio.